books and arts.
Indian film. Death in Delhi. Indian filmmakers are tackling difficult subjects with a light touch.
Jessica Lal, a model, was shot dead at a posh party in Delhi in 1999. Working as a bartender, she had refused to serve an obnoxious reveller at the end of the evening. Feeling snubbed, he pulled out a pistol, pointed it at her temple, and pulled the trigger. Several partygoers saw the murder, and dozens more watched as the killer fled. Once he was arrested, getting a conviction should have been easy, even in India's bent and overwhelmed courts. However, the accused, a son of a powerful politician of nearby Haryana state, was let off. An energetic new film, No One Killed Jessica, relates this true story. It follows Ms. Lal's stubborn younger sister Sabrina as she tried to get justice done. Alone, she didn't have a chance. Acolytes of the accused's powerful family bribed and threatened witnesses. The police were paid off and evidence lost. The film's most compelling scene, and one most damning of India's semi-rotten legal institutions, shows witnesses in turn retracting their original testimony, saying that they could no longer remember the events and letting a guilty man go free. So far, so discouraging. But where Sabrina failed, India's fourth estate won out. The film's title is from a sarcastic newspaper headline at the time of the trial, commenting on the witnesses' suspicious amnesia. After the acquittal, journalists got those who had been on the stand to admit, in effect, to their perjury. They also helped to organise a candlelight protest at India Gate, the heart of New Delhi, where local citizens, Dillywallas, demanded justice for Jessica and reform of India's legal system. Shamed by the attention, the courts at last, in 2006, convicted Manu Sharma, the accused, and sentenced him to life in prison. This is not a heartwarming tale. It took 7 years and the combined heft of reporters, broadcasters, street protesters and the victims' relatives to get what should have been a simple conviction. Nor is India's legal system fixed. Witnesses remain exposed. Corruption is rife, the powerless routinely trodden on. Jessica was exceptional. Sexy, young, Christian, educated, from a middle-class family, an investigative reporter's or a film director's dream victim. Delhi's newspapers are filled daily with stories of violent attacks on other anonymous women, many of whom struggle to see any sort of justice done. Beyond India's cities, women are more vulnerable still. Yet No One Killed Jessica, released in India earlier this month and due to be shown in Europe, America and elsewhere, avoids hectoring. In its best moments, it evokes an electric Delhi, an edgy city bursting with ambitious people and new money, helped along by a thumping soundtrack. The young director, Raj Kumar Gupta, studies the dark side of booming, urbanising India, and although he veers towards caricatures at times, he has a mostly light touch. Indian filmmakers are making a habit of that. Last year's Peeply Live, an unlikely but successful satire on the grim theme of farmers' suicides, is India's submission for next month's Academy Awards.